Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. In the previous shiur, we asked a load of questions on the drasha of Chazal that when a child starts to speak, you have to speak to him in Lashon HaKodesh and teach him Torah. And now we're going to get to the Mahalach and Yirtzeh Hashem to answer the questions. It says in the Yerushalmi in Brachas, Perek Aleph, Halacha Beis, that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai said, Ilu havakai maturei desinai. It's very good as we get closer and closer to Lag BaOmer to learn Torahs of Rashbi. So Rashbi says, if I was at Har Sinai, b'shata desyavis Torah liYisrael, at the time when the Torah was given to the Jewish people, I would have asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu if he could please create man with two mouths. Isn't that interesting? Two mouths. Why? Chad to have a loy by Raisa, one mouth with which to learn Torah. The Chad to Ovid lay called Sarche, and the other mouth to do everything he needs, take care of all of his needs. And then he changed his mind and he said, Uma in chadhu les alma yachel koimbe mindele turidile I havu train alachas kama vakama. If with one the world can't stand because of all the lashon hara he speaks, imagine what would happen if man had two mouths. Now when it says in the Gemara, chad da avid lekol tzarche, one with which he does all of his needs, it means tefillah. So he would have had two mouths, one for davening and one for tefillah. So you see from this that the dibur of Torah is a sug acher legamrei shel dibur. That they're divrei Torah that sharasham lemala and are not anything that our shayich to olam hazeh. And therefore the peh, which is a koach hadibur, since they're two different sugim, they're two different categories of dibur, we should make a different mouth. One for the dibur of Torah and one for the dibur of tefillah. But because, like the Yerushalmi says, that it wouldn't have worked out well, we didn't end up getting two mouths. But that's really what we should have had, because Torah is an ander zach in ganzen. And that apparently is pshat in the Gemara and chul in pei tes amar aleph. Amar v'yitzlak ma'itich siv. What does it mean when it says in the pasuk, ha'umnam eilem tzedek tidaberun meisharim tishbitu b'nei adam? Is there indeed silence when you should be speaking righteousness, when you should be judging people with fairness? So the Gemara darshins, ha'omnam is milashon omanuto. Ma omanuto shel adam be'olam hazeh? What is a person's craft in this world? Yasim atzmo ki'ilem. That's the second word of the pasuk. Ha'omnam. Ha'omnam. Eilem milashon ilem. A person should make himself mute in this world. Don't talk too much. Yachol af ledivrei Torah, I might think that even for divrei Torah he shouldn't talk so much. Talmud lomar tzedek tidaberu, no, you should speak righteousness. Yachol yagis daito, I might think that a person should have gaiva. Talmud lomar meishirim tishpetu b'nei adam, you should be judging people with fairness. Atkan divrei ha-gemara. So we have to understand this gemara. Number one, what is this umnus? The gemara says it's an umnus that your mouth should only speak divrei Torah. Number two, what's this craft? Number two, what does it mean? Ma'um naso, that it's mashma, that's the only umnus. Ma'um naso shaladin, that's this person's umnus in this world. He should keep his mouth closed. He shouldn't talk too much. What do you mean? A person should keep all the mitzvahs in the Torah. Question number three, why does it say a person should make himself mute? Just say, don't speak words that aren't Torah. Why we define it as being mute, that he's an ilein? Number four, what's the emphasis on olam hazeh? Ma umnaso shel adam ba olam hazeh, could have said, what's umnas of a person? What's this emphasis on olam hazeh? Pshita, Your mouth is an olam hazeh. Number 5. Bepashtus is mashman, so says the Rif, that the discussion is on somebody who silences himself, he's bolim piv b'shas meriva. That's what the Pazda Sugya is talking about over there. So Elam is b'shas meriva. But then the Gemara says, yachal afilu divrei Torah. So we're not talking about shas meriva, we're talking about anytime a person should be Elam. And we say the only exception is for divrei Torah. So what's this inyan of being an Elam at all times? Is it all times? Is it only b'shas meriva? From the Gemara, it seems, from the context, it seems that it's only b'shas meriva, but then you see from the Gufa Jerusha, it says for everything but Torah, person should be an Elam. All the time you should be an Elam, except for Torah. Another question. What's the nidun of Yachal Yagis Daito? One person might think that he should have Gaiva. What's the Havimina that he should have Gaiva? And then the Pasuk says, no, you should judge people fairly. What? You would think without this Pasuk that you should be Megis Daito? Mehechi Tesi? Why should this Hagasis Das, why should this Gaiva be more mutter than any other Gaiva that's Aser? So besides the maybe 10 kashas we asked in the previous year, now we have another 6 to deal with. So based on what we said, we can explain based on the Yerushalmi that since Mitzad Atzmo, Reb Shimon Bar Yochai was correct, that L'divrei Torah, you should need another mouth. That's special. That's not like, that's not used for other diburim, it should only be for Torah. So even though, like the Yerushalmi says, you couldn't have been created with two mouths, think of how much harm will do then. And he doesn't have a koach dibur miyucha that's only for divrei Torah. Nevertheless, the pasuk says, elam tzedek, that the umnus haumnam, the umnus of a person, umnus is a lashon of a craft of fixing a kli. The umnus of a person is to make the koach hadibur on his mouth to be only divrei Torah. That's the tikkun hakli. Just like ideally at Matan Torah, we would have received a mouth special for Torah, and this mouth would not have been able to speak other words. It would have just been a divrei Torah tikkun mouth. And therefore, it would have been mute for other things. So that's what we should really be doing to our mouths. We should make our mouths, as much as possible, this kli that's only for divrei Torah. Unless it's mamish, you really need it. It's hechreach. So even though that's not what it's for, it's only for divrei Torah. But it's like a muksa machmas gufo that's permitted on Shabbos the tzarech gufo. See here also. So it's muksa for other things, but if you mamish need it, when it's absolutely necessary, you can use the mouth for other things. But ideally, it should just be for divrei Torah. That's the umnus. That's why it's an umnus. That's the craft. Because the person is crafting, he's making, fixing this kli, that it should only, the mouth should only be for divrei Torah. And a person has that koach. And that's what it says, that's this person's only umnus in this world. Keeping Torah and mitzvahs is not an umnus. You keep Torah and mitzvahs, but here you have to fashion out a new kli. You have to fix this mouth. That's a shinui haguf. So this shinui haguf, that's the umnus of a person in this world. And that's why it's tali in olam hazeh. Only because a person's in olam hazeh, and al yidei zeh, his peh is a kli of olam hazeh, that's what's mischayev that it shouldn't be a mouth of Torah, because he's in Olam Hazeh. And therefore, the Gemara says, no, you know your umnas is in Olam Hazeh, that are not Olam Hazedik, because Torah comes from such a high place. To create this mouth, that's only Divrei Torahdik. And on this the Medrash says, Gemara says, Yachol Yagis Daito. I might think that a person should feel haughty about this. In other words, after we see in this pasuk that a person has a koach to change his essence and his metzias, to have an essence and a metzias that's different, he has a pet that's only Divrei Torah dik. So Memelip comes out that he's mamish, a person of a different order, of a different sort. So he's more elevated than other people that don't have this metzias. And it's taka true that he's more chashev than the whole world. What, a person shouldn't have a little bit of hagasas hadas, that he has more chashivas than an akum? A person's in a completely different stratosphere if he made this mouth into a mouth that's only Divrei Torah. And then we learn in the pasuk, Meisharim tishbetu b'nei Adam. Still a person shouldn't have a gosses hadas. We understand the havamina that he should, but at the end of the day he shouldn't. It's like the Maharsha says, based on the Gemara in Tainus Chafamid Beis, Belazar Reb Shimon Daito Gasalov, he was feeling good about himself because he learned a lot of Torah, and he met a certain person, and he said, Kama Mechuro So Aish. And the person said, are you calling me ugly? Go to the craftsman who made me. And the Maharsha there explains, based on the pasuk, Elokim Asas Adam Yashar. So based on what we're saying, we understand very well that the Nidon is that there are two types of people in creation. There's somebody who's a Pev Divrei Torah, and there's somebody who's Pev, not a Pev Divrei Torah. But the world was created in such a way that the Pez not naturally not going to be a Pev Divrei Torah. That's the Metzius of all people. Meisharim Tishbetu B'nei Adam. That's included in Meisharim. Elokim Asas Adam Yashar. So we have to judge people based on the Yashrus. What's the Yashrus? Meisharim Tishbetu B'nei Adam. The Ani, I created man, Yashar. And the Yashar is that his mouth isn't with Divrei Torah. So therefore, a person shouldn't have a gosses hadas. We shouldn't see it as a pagam that if he's not making himself like an elam. Because that's the way he was created. So these people also, whose mouths aren't miyuchad the Divrei Torah, Meisharim Tishbetu B'nei Adam, judge them based on the Yashrus. The Yashrus is Elokim Asas Adam Yashar. God created man Yashar. That's the mouth is not miyuchad the Divrei Torah. That's his umnas. But there should still be no Hagasas Hadas. And according to this, it would appear that the Pshat in the Sefri is from the Pasuk of Ledaber Bam, which is not only a Chiyuv of Lima Torah that a father has on the son, but rather included in this Chiyuv is a Chiyuv to be Poel B'maisa, that the Ledaber of the son, which is the Koach HaDibur that he has in his mouth, should be a Dibur of Torah, like we see from the Gemara in Chulin, that there's this inyan of creating this new mouth for a person, that it should be a Torah Dika mouth. So it's clear that this is not done immediately by the son. It's a lifetime's work. Nevertheless, that's the umnus of a person in this world. He needs all the days of his life to make his mouth a Divrei Torah Dika mouth. And Rashi says that it's from the time that a tinok is maschil ledaber. Mishasha ben yodeh ledaber. Lamdeu Torah tziva lanu Moshe sheizeh tchilas limud dibura. In other words, the father is mischayev to make that the tchilas koach hadibur of his son should be Torah. Because now that he has this koach hadibur, he should fashion it into a Torah dika dibur, to a Torah dika peh. And that's in order to make it easier on the son afterwards in his umnas. That it should be exclusively Torah. To make it exclusively Torah from the get-go is not going to work. But if the father is margulim from the very beginning that his dibur should be diburei Torah, that's enough. That's his job. And then later on it'll be easier for the son to make it exclusive for diburei Torah. And that's what we learn from Ladaber Bam. That it's telling us not just to speak in Torah, but that our mouths should ideally be miyuchad for Torah. Like we learn in the Gemara in Chulin. And Memelas Mischai from this, that it should be mitchilas diburo shel aben. We asked in the previous year, how do you get tchilas diburo? Because that's the job of the Ladaber Bam, that his mouth should be a completely Torah-dika mouth. So if the father doesn't start the kid off like that, by instilling in him this value of just speaking Divrei Torah, so then it's going to be very hard for the son afterwards. So therefore the job of the father is Mitchilas Dibura. And it's very possible we can say according to this, that when it says in the Gemara in Brachas that we quoted in the previous segment, this means that Gmuri Benaichu Torah, teach your sons Torah, the Kihecha the Ligur Supa. In order that they should be Gori's Torah, they should keep learning Torah. What do you mean? Learn Torah so that afterwards they should learn. Afterwards they should be Gori's Divrei Torah. Say, what do you mean? Now, teach them Torah for now. What do you mean for later? So it could very well be, based on what we said, There's an additional inyan here of creating a new peh. That the peh, the koach of dibur of the peh, should be only the divrei Torah. That's what the Gemara says. That's going to be his peh. So memela, it's going to come out, the ligur subay, teach him now that he's going to be accustomed to just learning. Because a person, la'amal yulad, like it says in the Gemara, Sanhedrin Sadi Tesam Adbeis, la'amal peh. So if the whole mahus of a person is peh, and the Gemara says there it's divrei Torah, so Meili, he's going to be a not pasuk pume migirsa. So that's the ladaber bam, that there should be a totsah from the beginning, from teaching with the beginning Torah, that he's going to keep being goris. He's going to be lo pasuk pume migirsa. And now we understand beautifully that the sifri was toled in the miut of b'neichem below b'noseichem. Because everything we said has a makom, only klapei Torah, shenitna lebnei adam b'maskunta ha'elokis. Torah was given by God, it's a godly Torah. And the dibur of Torah is a sug acher, and you need a special koach ha'dibur. And this we learn from the miyut of b'neichem v'lo b'noseichem. And therefore, that's the hakdam of this drasha. And that's based on what it says in Rav Man Zatzal Sefer Be'er Miriam in Chelek Gimel and Hilchos Melachim Perek Yud Halacha Tes B'divrei Ha'agra Shebe Beis Yosef Baruch Chaim Simen Mem Zayin and the Shulchan Aruch Sif Yud Dalet, that women say Berachas HaTorah since they're chayav to learn their mitzvahs. And it was explained there that this means that besides the union of Talmud Torah mitzad alima that's mischayiv mitzad the etzem haTorah, there's a special union of Torah amenas lasos, and women are shayich to lilmud amenas lasos, even though they're not shayich to learning Torah mitzad haTorah atzma kayadua. There he's marich b'chatshanuso harabba. So it would seem pashut according to this that lilmud Torah of lilmud amenas lasos isn't included in the special union of Torah shenitna min hashamayim. And this davar shel shemayim remain, that's mechayev a special peh for Torah. Because this almanas lasos is an olam hazeh dikazach, a see an olam hazeh. Omemela, the learning is also Olam Hazadik. And it's only in Liman HaTorah Shemitzad HaTorah Atzma. There, the limud is Divrei Shamayim. That's a much higher learning. That's learning for the sake of learning. It's not just learning for here. That's learning to connect us to above. That's what requires a special koach hadibur. And that's why it says, "V'limadetem osam es b'neichem, b'neichem v'lo b'noseichem." And mikan that you have to teach your son Torah. Why do we first have to have the miyut of banim v'lo banos? Because the banos is learning is an andres zachin gansen. It's something completely different. That's just amanas lasos. For that, they don't need a special peh. It's a different madrega of learning. It's a different mechayev. Woman's mechayev is learn in order to do. The man's mechayev is learn in order to learn to make that special peh for divrei Torah, for this elevated Torah. That's why the sefri was taller one and the other. And that would appear to be the pshat in the sefri. That if you were lamadatem es b'neichem, then yirbu yameichem, you're going to have a long life. And if not, yekatzri yameichem. So we see that life is talui in teaching him the pasuk of Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe. Why is your whole life talui in this pasuk of teaching when he starts speaking Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe? But lavachi, anyway, he doesn't understand. Look in the Eimek HaNetziva and the Sefri and Parshas Ekeb there. So how can we say that if he doesn't learn this, then he's finished? So it looks like an Indian schoolie that we learn from Dibartem that it's going to have a nice hashba afterwards. When he starts learning, teach him Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe, teach him Torah. But Mehechet Tesi, that if you don't, it's going to bring to Misa. But the answer is that we're not just trying to teach him Torah. We're trying to make his mouth, a mouth that's only Torah, that's exclusive to Torah. And Memela, he's Mufka from the Dibur of Lashon Hara that brings to death. Like it says, Mehechet Chavitz Chaim, Wavyam Lerestov, Nitzol Shon Chamer, Wetzesecha Medaber Mirma. Like the Maisa with Rav Alexandri, Man Boi Chaya, but Azar Yotes Amit Beis. Erchin, Tesvav Amit Beis. That Lashon Hara kills three people, the person speaking, the person receiving, the person spoken about. Many other Mamari Chazal, and the Onesh Hanor of Misapri Lashon Hara. So it's Mamash Sakanas Mavis if a person doesn't know how to use his mouth. And therefore we have to be very, very careful. Very, very careful in teaching our kids right away that their mouth should be for Torah. Because if not, it might be a Lashon Haradik mouth, and that's death. Now, Mipshitus Lash Divrei HaRambam, who writes on Allah Chavav Mei Masai. So it's Mashmah, the Rambam is referring to what he writes in Halacha Aleph. The chiyuv of the father to teach his son Torah. From what point? And that's what the Lecha Mishnah says, Divrei Rambam. That the makor of the Rambam is the chiyuv of the father to teach his son Torah. It's from the sugi of Katan Yodei Ledaber. Aviv Malam Do Torah. So this is all part of the chiyuv of the father to teach his son Torah. So when the Rambam says, "May Masay Halachavav Aviv Chayv Malam Do Torah Mishiyasch LeDavir Malam Do Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe Rishma Yisrael," etc. That's going on the chiyuv of the father that the Rambam talks about in Halacha Aleph, that a katan father is chayv to teach him Torah. And the Pnei Yoshua and Kiddushin Chavtes Amit Beis is machrich that it has to be like this, because from this pasuk v'limadatem es b'neichem l'daber bam, we learn the ikar chiyuv of l'lamdo Torah. And in this pasuk it says l'daber bam is when he knows how to talk. So it's all midin l'lamdo Torah. And look in Tosfos Brachos Chaf Amid Aleph Dibur Maaseh L'Ketanim. And the Pnei Yoshua Tosfos because Tosfos says that father teaches his son Kriya Shema, and when he knows how to speak and the Pnei Yoshua doesn't understand, he says not me din Kriya Shema, It's midin the chiyuv of the father to teach him Torah, and not midin chinuch of Mrs. Kriyashma. So too in the Gra. However, Tosfos and the Chavches Amid Beis in Sukkah and Dibur Maschil Kan Bekatan and in the Ran, they discuss if with respect to Zmani Chinuch there are different times for every mitzvah, and they bring the mitzvah of Lulav, that's Tali when the kid knows how to be Menaneh, when he knows how to shake, and Torah is Tali when he knows how to speak. So to the Meiri and Brachos Chaf Amid Beis writes about a katan shlo egi lechinuch shekol sheyodea lelam ledaver menchancho bepasuk rishon. So it's midin chinuch. So when they're talking in the context of dinei chinuch, they bring this inyan of teaching him Torah. Also in the Marashan Chagiga Gimel Amid Beis, Dibra Maschil ben Venashim is also told in Higia Lechinuch. But wait a second. We're dealing with the Pasuk of Limud Torah Libno. It's nothing to do with Chiyuv Chinuch, which is only a Chiyuv Derabanan. So why do they say that it's Mitzad Chinuch? It's a special din that a father has to teach his son Torah, not Mitzad Chinuch. Midin Talmud Torah. Why do they say that it's Mitzad Chinuch? Rabbeinu Manoach famously in the second parak of Hilchos Shvi'is Esra, Halacha Yud, writes that Chinuch Hashos, to teach the child to fast for a few hours, Eino Chovim Midrabanan El Chovim Mitelos HaKolada Me'atzmo L'Lamid U'L'Hargil Banav L'Lechetz B'Darcha Yosher. It's an obligation on every father teach his children to go on the right path. Chanoch l'nar al pi darko, u'kdei lachnis en tachas kanfei ashchina. As it says in Sukkah, yodea l'daber, melamdo Torah tziva lanu Moshe. So how does Rabbeinu Manoach bring from the chiv of Talmud Torah, which is a special, unique chiv on the father, to teach us that he has to bring him b'derech hayasher? You can look there in the whole Rabbeinu Manoach. Quite well known. So what's this? It's a chinuch of the din of Talmud Torah, not like the chancho lachniso b'derech hayasher. So from this it would appear mefurish, like we explain, that this din of aviv melamdo Torah tziva lanu Moshe is not mitzvah Talmud Torah. That's mutal ala av. That only starts me ben chamei shanim lemikra, as I hope we'll get to. Rather, it's an additional din that it says in this pasuk about pi'il pu'ulos shel hargala lifol al yadam lachniso tachas kanfei ashchina. That's the union of chinuch, like Rashi says. Bereishis perak yidalad, varam perak chof, pasuk hei, chinuch is lashon haschala. And that's the union of aviv melamdo Torah tziva lanu Moshe. Also lashon of the Rambam. Perishim Mishnayis Menachos, Perak Dalad Mishnehe, Lashon Limud Vehergel. That's what it means, that a person is Malamit, his son, that he accustoms. That's the word Limud can mean. And there Rabbeinu Manoach holds that it's a din klali, and we learn from there Chinuch B'chol HaMitzvahs, to be Margilim. Now in Tosis and the Ran that we mention, we can say that it's a din in Talmud Torah. It's a din miyuchad in Torah tziva lanu Moshe. That's learned from the pasuk. But this din is yiseldu b'din chinuch, and therefore they included it in other dinei chinuch which are derabanan. And the Gabei Chiluk Hazman, and that different chinuch mitzvahs have different times, they can include it in the other mitzvahs. Because the yisod of this mitzvah of teaching him Torah is the yisod of chinuch, chinuch tika mitzvah. So you have Rabbeinu Manoach that it's a chinuch tika mitzvah. And then you have in the Tosis and the Ran that even if they hold that that it's a din in Talmud Torah, but the yisod of this Talmud Torah is chinuch, to be mechanechim in Talmud Torah. But it's not a din in Talmud Torah per se. And therefore, when they were discussing different times for chinuch and mitzvahs, they can include this also. Even though it might be a special din in Torah Tziva Lenu Moshe, but this Torah Tziva Lenu Moshe is rooted in chinuch. And certainly according to Rabbeinu Manoach, who says, Lahargil banav leleches bedarchei yashar, and then he brings Melamdo Torah Tziva Lenu Moshe. So we still have some ways to go, Amir Tashem, but we learned some very, very big yisodos, and we hopefully will continue. Amir Tashem, Hashem should give us the call from the Moach. Amen, be amen, shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved.